Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Mighty, mighty, and greatly to be praised is our mighty and awesome God. We thank God this morning. This is Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries saying praise God from whom all blessings flow. We love him and we thank him. It is good to be with you one more time because God is doing great things in the kingdom. He's doing great things. Hallelujah. And we all want to participate in that. The only way to do that is get together around the word. And so we thank God that we're getting together right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's pray and let's jump right into the word of God and see what God has to say to us today. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you. We love you. We bless your holy name. You're so good to us. We thank you for being real, and we thank you for being God in our lives. In Jesus' name, help us right now to understand your truth. Open up your word unto us, Lord. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Well, last week we began to talk about keys, and we looked at Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to read that for you. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, where the word of the Lord is clear. He says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And so Jesus speaks to Peter here and to all the disciples and definitely to us. He said, there are keys to the kingdom. There are keys to the kingdom. And so what we want to do in these lessons is look at what those keys are. Because remember we said that keys were used to open doors. Keys were used to close doors. And Revelation, let's go there to the book of Revelation, chapter number 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, and I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Have the keys of hell and of death. And so here we see keys used to keep things out. Glory to God. And so a key can shut up. Glory to God. And keys can also be used to keep things out or bring things in. Now, in Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22, we also read that last time, and this gives us a little bit more clarity about keys in the Word of God. In chapter 22, verse 22, the Bible says, the Bible tells us, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and no man shall shut, and he shall shut and no man shall open. So we see here, again, keys used to open and keys used to shut. And so we want to look today at some of those keys that our God has given to us and what we need to use those keys for. Praise the Lord. What do we use the keys for? Now, in looking into my Bible, I have found that one key that God has given us is his word. His word is a key. Let's turn our Bibles now to 1 John chapter number 5. And verse number 12. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12. It says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. When you have the Son, which is Jesus, you have life. When you do not have the Son, the Bible says, you do not have life. Now, life, to have Jesus in your life is a key. But let's look at another verse. that's going to help us a little bit more. St. John chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. Now, it's talking about here life. It's talking about life. When you have Jesus, when you have the Son of God, you have life. When you do not have the Son of God, you do not have life. Now, why is this important? Because the key of death and hell, when you have life, you have shut out death and hell. That key that you have used, which is Jesus, you have used it to shut out death. You have used it to shut out hell. And when you have life, death and hell can't touch you. When you have life, death and hell cannot touch you. How do we know that? Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, come on, let's go and look at what it says. 1 Corinthians, see, and all of this is to help us to understand about these keys. Amen? We want to understand the keys that have been given to us so we can close the right doors and open the right doors. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? So now, just like in verse 54, still in chapter 15, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and his mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be both the path, the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So when we want death to be swallowed up, death having no more sting, no more grave having no victory over us, when we want that to take place, what we have to do is use our key of life and shut up death, lock it up so that it cannot be opened anymore in our lives. And so we want life to come to us. And when we have the Son, when we have Jesus, we have life. That is a key. That is a key that is used to open. When we receive Jesus into our hearts, this is what Jesus was speaking to Peter about. Upon this rock, this revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, when you use that key, hallelujah, it opens a door of life. It opens a door to you that nobody can put death on you again. It has lost its victory in your life. You don't have to worry about dying. A lot of people are worried about dying. But you, the child of God that has that key, remember Isaiah, he says you can shut and no man can open, and you can open and no man shall shut. So when you shut the door of death and hell on your life, no man can open that, but you have to have the key. If someone else has the key and they can open and shut whenever they want, then that's a problem. That's why you want to receive as many keys from Almighty God as possible. Now, another key that has been given to us is found in the book of Matthew, chapter number 4. Now, as you reread and study, we're going to see a lot of these keys are strung together. Glory to God. And it's just going to be a wonderful revelation. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4. Come on, let's go there. The Bible says to us, he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now here he's telling us that if we want to live, bread is not going to be enough. We can eat all we want. We can exercise. We can be healthy. We can take our vitamins, drink all the water. That is awesome. That is wonderful. Don't stop. But we can't live by that alone. If we want to really live and have eternal life, then we're going to need the Word of God. Now, notice how this Word of God strings together with Jesus. Because who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word. He is the Word of life. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And so this Jesus is the Word of God. So when you eat Jesus, when you take him in and fill yourself up with Jesus, fill yourself up with the Word, then you will receive life. Life-giving substance, more and more life for this life and for the life to come. It is a key to the kingdom. Get into your Word. That's why we spend this time together looking at the Word of God, breaking the bread of life. I would encourage you to begin to seek in your Bible what are some of those keys to the kingdom, because the Word of God is a key of life. Receiving Jesus is a key that shuts out death. Amen? Glory to God. We're going to look at some more keys later on. But stay with the Word. It will help you. It's a blessing to you. You want to have the key that opens up the Word of God in your life, because many other things will be opened up. Amen? All right. That's all we have time for today. We thank you. We love you. We bless the name of the living God for bringing us together. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. God bless you.